You've talked a lot about the cohesiveness of the defensive line. How does that change with Wolf out for the first four games?
Things happen during the offseason, but, you know, I know Wolf worked really hard this offseason, and I'm glad that he's going to be able to practice during training camp, get that training camp time in. So you're still going to have that cohesiveness and being able to, you know, play together, still get the plays, and that's where the grit and everything happens during training camp. So being able to still have him during training camp, him being able to practice and maybe play in the game and during preseason will still be good. I know he's going to be missed, I don't know how many games during the season, but he's going to be missed in. But, you know, we got guys that will fill his role until he gets back.
You're going to lose Derek for four games, but you have Antonio coming back to camp. What do you expect out of him?
I'm a vet, and I know how hard it was for him not being able to be at the OTAs and the mini camp. So I know he's going to be ready. I know he, you know, really put in the work, and a guy of his stature, he's always have something to prove. So I know he's going to come into the camp sharp and ready to go.
Speaking of those, Derek Wolfe and all the guys that you guys are missing, is there anybody that stepped up in mini camp or that you've seen that you're saying, hey, we should look out for this guy to fill that role that for Wolfe while he's gone?
You said for Wolfe, right?
Yeah, for Wolfe.
I think one of the guys was Kenny Ananicki. He's a young guy and hurt his arm last year, and, you know, he had a whole offseason to really, you know, get himself right. And I seen how hungry he was coming into the mini camp, and he was right there behind Wolf. He played on both sides, both tackles in the 3-4, and he was actually out there with the ones sometimes making plays and doing well. So, you know, Kenny really stood out to a lot of guys, and he's coming along really well.
Last year, there was very few games you won just on defense, maybe that at Kansas City. Is this team now ready to, we talked about it last year, kind of taking on that identity of winning games both ways, both with offense and defense? And if so, why with this defense?
I think that, you know, at the end of the day, when you think about, the championship teams, they have a great offense, but defense always wins championships. And I think it's that type of time right now to where when you change from a sort of a 4-3 to a 3-4, you're able to use guys like me, Shane Ray. Shane, and you can use, Vaughn, and just moving everything around and getting pressure. Because we're all predicated. We're really good athletes, can rush the passer. So to be able to have all of us in there playing, I think we're going to be a lot more effective. And being able to just wreak a lot more havoc on the offenses and just converting to the 3-4, I think it's going to be a good thing. And it's always about that orange crush. We always talk about that, and we're trying to, you know, hold that regime of that.
You obviously take very good care of yourself. I think I saw a photo of you in the offseason doing pull-ups with, like, the Empire State Building, like, your waist or whatever. But how, as you get to be at the back end of your career, do you make sure you're a better player or as good a player in January as you are in September? Because you can't take a week off in this league. It doesn't stop for you.
Yeah, I think this goes back to last year. It's all about being consistent the whole season, because it was a part of the season where the first six games you have six sacks, and then all of a sudden you play four games and you don't have a sack. And it's, you sort of talk to yourself and you're like, where did that guy go? What did I do to not be as effective that that first part of the season? So and that goes to my off season. Last year I had a half of off season, actually 2 years ago, and I feel like I had a half of a season. But this year, you know, no injuries, no surgeries, and you get a full off season. And so now I feel like I'm gonna have a full season going up into this year.
When you're in your 30s and you ask yourself, where did that guy go? Is it a more serious question than when you're in your 20s for yourself or
important? I think you go back to back to the fundamentals of where did that guy go? How is your technique changed from the first game to the second game? And usually that's what happens. sometimes you put so much pressure on yourself from game six, now it's game 10, I have to do this. No, go back to game one, to where you're out there and you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. The first game, you're ready to knock somebody out. It's a new opponent. That should be every single game. And that's how I've just been taking it this year.
DeMarcus, we've heard all kinds of opinions on training camp. Just wondering what your relationship with camp is.
I think camp is a time to where no matter what, you have to put the pads on to sort of knock the dust off. And the only way you knock the dust off is hitting somebody. And the same thing with this table. When you hit it a little bit, the dust knocks off. So you got to get out there and you got to play. You got to play, and you can't be full speed if you don't have the pads on to get that team camaraderie, that timing on some stunts or the timing on blitzes or the timing of coverage. Like if it's there, cover two or cover one, you got to figure out how long is the quarterback going to hold the ball. And that comes with putting the pads on, training camp, getting your body right, especially getting acclimated to the altitude here. So you have to go through it. And at the end of the day, sometimes you got to tail back just a little bit to make sure that you don't kill yourself in training camp to where you beat up the whole season.
DeMarcus, whether it's next year or the year after, however long you decide to continue this career, your heir apparent was drafted this year in Shane Ray, and I just wanted to know what your relationship with him is like and what you've seen from him so far.
When Shane Ray first came in, he's one of those guys to where he's a great listener. He learns very fast, and I talked to him and I said, you have the title of a rookie, but you're going to have to play this year. You're going to have to go out there and be effective, no matter if you're out there for me or Vaughn. You need to know both of our positions. So he's taking that with much respect and getting out there and ready to play and do what he needs to do. And I'm going to groom him up the best way that I can, knowing that, you know, he is the future. And, why not let a guy that's been playing a long time like me give him as much knowledge as he can get to be the best player he can be.
Now, Brandon and Danny are going to be back at inside the linebacker at some point. How much will it help to have them back out there? But also, what did you learn about the depth there with Steven and Todd and other guys like that?
I'm glad to have, just Danny back and have, Brandon back. Both of those guys were, the starters last year. They were really demanding the huddle, and they know how to play, where to fill the gaps at. They do everything really quick. And with Todd and Steve in there, at first you look at it as, man, I'm not used to those guys really carry on the huddle. Until OTAs and mini camp, you get a little bit used to it. And those guys start calling the plays. They start getting really, really comfortable on how to do things, and they start getting more comfortable and demanding more out of us. So now that depth is almost like four starters now. And that's going to be great for us because you have some guys that were, maybe were injured or whatever. Because now you have four good guys that are in there and has gotten that work in.
DeMarcus, Gary mentioned that the D-line was maybe the biggest concern. Not that it was a huge concern, but the biggest question marks compared to the rest of the defense. What do you think of your nose tackle position? Because when you had your best success in Dallas, you had a really good nose in Jay Ratliff. Where do you think you guys are right now at the nose?
When I was, in Dallas with Jay Ratliff, I mean, he was a great nose tackle. And then you having, Terrence Knighton, same thing. He played like a nose tackle. And now Sly has really stepped up to the plate. He was first-round draft pick when he first came here. And we always harped on Sly, said, Sly, you have been a first-round draft pick. You have to perform. And stand on him and really just, keeping your thumb right there on him all the time. He's sort of progressed to a point to where now you looking at him in practice and you're like, hey, you have to make him plays now. You're doing what you need to do. I said, but you have to do that every single day when you're out there playing. And I mean, I'm ready. I know he's going to be that guy for us. And I don't think the defensive line is a question at all.
Guys, we have time for two more, please.
What sort of work do you and Vaughn and Shane plan on giving Tyson Brailo as he has to get kind of thrown into learning how to be the left tackle during training camp? And maybe how can that benefit him, knowing that you guys have week one and week two against some really good pass rush duos?
I think when you in practice, it's actually harder than the game because they know how you're going to attack them. They know what you're going to do. And I would do, like, certain things, to them to say, hey, look at your stance. I know you're in a pass first stance. I know you're in a blocking stance. And they change these things during the mini camps and the training camps to become a better player. Or why did you overset me and I went inside? Or I do things to set them up. So then when he goes against somebody else, he looks at me and they come to the sideline and they're like, man, that was easy. They say that. And I'm like, yeah, because you went against me. You went against Vaughn. You went against Shane Ray every single day, and we're trying to kick your butt, knowing that when you go into the game, everything else is going to be a piece of cake. And so I think that goes to all the way to training camp now this year, and just groom him up, get him ready. And he's the athlete, but it's all about building that confidence, and he'll have it for the season.
Can you build that? You don't want to really embarrass him, right? You can, but you need to build his confidence up.
At the end of the day, it's not about embarrassing them. It's like teaching a lesson of why not do this. Because if you do this and I see it, the next person is going to do the same thing. And it's like that tough love. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't win at all. But eventually, if you're in that dark, you'll find that light. And you better crawl out of there. So I think you just keep that thumb down on him all the time. If you're hard on him, it'll be easier during the football game.
DeMarcus, you came here to win a Super Bowl. Is this team better today than it was a year ago, and if so, why?
I think this team, I did come here to win the Super Bowl. That's every year. That's every player's dream is to win the Super Bowl. And I think this year we are a better team because you have guys that have been playing together from last year. You know how we play. Even though it's another scheme going from 4-3 to 3-4, it's still the same. Still the same responsibility. And now you got still have, Vaughn, he's not behind the line anymore, and he can be more effective when it comes to pass rushing now. And you have those guys and you're blitzing a lot more, using what we have to the best of our, ability. So I think that it's going to be a good year this year. And just looking forward to it.